Catholic Insider, March 8, 2005. Everybody, and welcome to today's edition of the Catholic Insider. My name is Father Roderick, and I'm back in Holland and podcasting from the beautiful city of Amersfoort. As you could tell from my enthusiastic podcasting adventures, I really had a blast during my week in Rome, but it's also great to be back home. At least I don't have to put my podcasts together while sitting in a cramped position behind a tiny table and a small laptop, all because of the fact that my network cable only measured 1 meter. And uploading the podcasts in Rome took forever on the slow internet connection over there. Here at home, I've got the comfort of a large desk, a good chair, a fast ADSL connection, and a much better setup. Perhaps you won't hear that much difference, but my back certainly feels the difference. As you might know from one of my previous podcasts, I'm working as a priest in 4 Catholic parishes in Amersfoort. Now, Amersfoort is a great place to live. It has a beautiful historic center. It's a bit like Amsterdam, but much smaller. And we do have our own canals here. I live in a presbytery next to one of my churches. It's a relatively modern building, and the church is also from the 60s. And I'll definitely take you on a sightseeing tour by bike one of these days to show you around the city. It's really worth it. So what are we going to do today? I've got a new trivia show for you. I'll look at some of your feedback and questions. And I'll tell you a bit about my technical setup, since I've been receiving a lot of questions about it. But let me take you first outside, into the cold winter night, for a little sightseeing tour of the surroundings of my church. But let me warn you, it's dark outside, and the light of the lanterns shines up on a thick pack of snow. So you'd better put on your coat and your gloves, because it's freezing out there. Hear that? That's snow. When I arrived in Holland, everything was white. And these days it has been snowing all the time. In fact, according to the people of the weather station, it hasn't snowed like this in the last 20 years. And snow adds a certain dimension, you know, everything seems more quiet outside. And, you know, automatically I start kind of whispering because everything else is so quiet. I'm walking outside and I can hear fantastic music inside the church. I can see here a lot of cars parked and, I think something is going on inside. And actually, since I've been in Rome, I'm not totally, you know, informed of everything that's going on. You know, it sounds like classical music, so this is not a celebration going on. But this must be a performance, some kind of a concert. And, you know, I've got the keys of the church, so why don't you come with me and we'll just check it out. We'll just go inside and see what this is all about. I think I already have an idea of what this could be. And we'll just go inside and listen and see if I'm right. Brush off the snow of my shoes before I go inside. Let's take a look. I am in my church right now, and what you hear is a choir that is doing its last repetition for a performance of John Sebastian Bach's Passion of St. Matthew. And this is the Amersfoort Chamber Choir, and they're using this church for their performance tomorrow, and today is their final exercise. And listen how beautiful this is. These are all young people. The choir is, I think, consists of about like 30 or 40 people, women and men. And the actual chamber choir has about, I think, 30 members. There's a little wooden organ in the middle, and a couple of violins, and cellos and basses, and of course also some woodwinds. And this is just magnificent. It totally gives me the chills to hear this stuff being performed live. John Sebastian Bach has composed actually three passions. And as you might know, the Passion is the story of the last days of Christ. And it starts with the Last Supper. And then it goes on with the imprisonment, the betrayal, of course, of Jesus, and the imprisonment, and his Passion, basically, and his death on the cross. And it's been a very old tradition to put this Passion to music. Already in a very early church, priests were chanting this, were singing this Passion, the text of the Bible. And then as time progresses, these Passions started to become more and more elaborate. And the Passion of St. Matthew is considered as being one of the most beautiful ones that has ever been composed. And when you listen to this, you understand why. If there's something like beauty with a capital B, then it's this music. I totally dig it. Choir now sings
we are sitting down in sadness and with tears. And of course, this is a part that is taking place when Jesus is crucified. Wow, man, this is just unbelievable. St. Matthew's Passion is does consist of various pieces of music. You've got these choir pieces, where the whole choir is singing. There are musical pieces, and of course you've got solo and duet pieces. And it's actually called an oratorio. And as I said, it's like it's based on the gospel narrative of the Passion. But John Sebastian Bach has also added other stuff in it. It's not just the Bible text, but especially the choir sings like some kind of, you know, reflection upon the events and reacts to the story that unfolds. And the repetition is now almost finished, and the musicians get the final instructions from the director. They're just going over the last details. And the soloists are, you know, getting their coats on and go home. And of course, they're going to protect their voice very well, because the singing is extremely demanding, and they don't want to catch a cold right now, because that would be a disaster for tomorrow. So a couple of these musicians are already going home, and the director is still going to continue with a very small ensemble, just for some detail stuff. The Passion, according to St. Matthew, is the longest Passion that Bach has composed. And it's also called the Great Passion, because it's so long. And what strikes me is that the actual acoustics of this church are fantastic. If you've got a big choir and a big orchestra like that, using the church. The church is a modern church. It was built in the late 50s and 60s, I think. But it's huge. It is. I think you can put about 1,000 people in it. And of course, on Sunday, I don't have 1,000 people in my church yet. I'm always hoping that someday, you know, the church will be full again. But we'll have to wait and see. So when on Sunday, you can't really see the effect of the acoustics, because the church sounds very different when it's full of people and when there is a big choir like that singing. And it's amazing to listen to that in this particular church. Since the orchestra is now going home, and the choir is also, you know, packing its bags, I will conclude my little sound seeing tour here. I just had to take you with me in this church. When I came here and I heard this music, I thought, you know, this would be great for my next podcast. So I hope you enjoyed this music. And you know, if you want to know more about the Passion of St. Matthew, or you want to listen to the music, you know, go ahead, Google it up, and you know, try to download some music or get it on a CD. It's really worth it. And try to get a translation of the text also, because it's all in German, of course. But when you see what it all means, you know, the music and the text are a symphony. They belong together. And the music adds such a strong dimension to the text. Of course, we all know the story of the Passion of the Christ. And but the music, the musical dimension, you know, is enhancing it so much. It's really, it's unbelievable what John Sebastian Bach composed here. Anyway, this is the end of the sound seeing tour. let's go back to the regular podcast.
And now for something totally different. It's time for Catholic Trivia.
It's the Catholic world's most exciting quiz show, full of impossible questions and fantastic prizes. It's the one and only fabulous 3-minute Catholic Trivia Quiz.
And here are today's questions. Question number one. How many Gospels are there in the Bible? A. There's just one Gospel, St. Paul's. B. There are three Gospels, the ones of St. Matthew, St. Luke, and St. John. C. There are four Gospels, Matthew's, Luke's, John's, and Mark's. And D. There are five Gospels, the one of St. Paul, the one of St. Matthew, St. Luke, St. John, and St. Mark. Question number two. Which country has the most Catholics? Is it A. Italy, B. the United States of America, C. Brazil, D. Mexico. Question number three. What is the origin of the word cemetery? A. It's a Greek word, koimeterion, which means sleeping place. B. It's a Hebrew word, meaning place of desolation. C. It's a Latin word, meaning ending. D. It's an Arabic word, meaning cover. Question number four. Before Pope John Paul II, who was the previous non-Italian pope? Was it A. John the 21st from Germany? B. Paul the 5th from Switzerland? C. Adrian the 4th from the Netherlands? D. Pius the 9th from France? I'll give you the answers at the end of this show. So let's look at some of the feedback that has been coming in on CatholicInsider@gmail.com. Charlie wrote me that he was very surprised about the Vatican Radio soundseeing tour because he always thought that the Vatican would be quite old-fashioned, but now he discovered he's been quite wrong. I've also received quite a few reactions to the matter of the MP3 tags, and as I told you before, I was using an iPod Shuffle without a screen, of course, and well, these MP3 tags, the usefulness of them just didn't occur to me. But now I bought one of those new iPod minis, of the one of 6 GB, and now I see why these MP3 tags are actually useful. So I added them, and the only thing I'm still wondering is what I should put in the album entry. I saw that Adam Curry puts like a resume of the show contents in there. Right now I'm just putting in the word Catholic Insider. I don't know what's most useful for you, just mail me what you'd like to see there. Then a lot of people also asked me if I could ask the Vatican to add MP3 tags and reduce the bitrate. And, you know, I'm in constantly emailing with the webmaster of Vatican Radio, and we're trying to improve the podcast offering that they have now. By the way, they first had only an English podcast, but now they also have a podcast version of their Italian programs. So they are already expanding their podcasts right now. Mark from Minnesota wrote me that he is in the process of becoming a Catholic, and he especially digs the Catholic trivia because he discovered that he already knows a lot of the answers. Right, Mark, I guess we'll have to make it a little bit more difficult then. Eric Mack enjoyed the Catholic Insider podcast so much that he wrote about it in his blog, and you can find that on www.ericmack.com. So www.ericmack.com. And He writes, among other things, that he likes the sense of realism and wonder and suspense that, according to him, could previously only be found in a classic old-time radio broadcast. Yet all this is being produced by just one guy, one microphone, and one mini-disc recorder. Well, that's totally true. You know, I always think that podcasting is much more than just technology. The most important thing of podcasting is the storytelling, you know. Do you have something to tell? You know, and just the other day I saw on Adam Curry's website a cartoon of someone podcasting, and the first 3-4 images, it was like, and then it ended with, thanks for listening to this podcast. And, you know, not all podcasts are like that, but still, I think there are a lot of podcasts out there that, you know, could benefit from a little bit of preparation. You know, yeah, you need to have some content. Rob Sanders wrote me that he liked the tours in Rome, but he was wondering how I would keep it interesting when I would be back in Holland and back in my daily routine. Well, Rob, I'm really working on that, and, you know, don't underestimate the beauty of Holland and all these great things that you can discover in this country. And, of course, I will be traveling a lot during the next couple of months. So anytime I'll go to another country, I'll, of course, take my mini disc with me. Now, Joel reacted to the fact that I confessed being a Star Wars fan, and he wrote me that he also is a science fiction fan, and he writes, I have plenty of room in my heart for Star Wars, but my own loyalties are far more on the Star Trek side of the equation. Ooh, Star Trek. Well, Joel, I like Star Trek too a lot. And he invites me to go to his website, and you know, he's got a website on mrklingon.org, and just take a look, it's unbelievable. He actually translated parts of the Bible in Klingon. How funny is that? It's too bad the Enterprise series is now cancelled, because we might never see the conversion of the Klingons to Catholicism. And, you know, the Pope at Easter, he's always giving his wishes in all these various languages, and perhaps he should just add Klingon. And the big question returning all the time in a lot of emails is, how do you record while you're walking like that? What equipment do you use? How do you put your show together? And how do you make it sound in the way it sounds? I've explained in a few podcasts that my equipment is actually very simple. I've got a mini disc. I bought it a few years ago, and I'm actually not very happy with it, because especially the last couple of soundseeing tours, I had a lot of dropouts on the mini disc. So I'm trying to investigate if I can get a flash player or a flash recorder. I know that at National Radio over here, they use these flash devices. I think they're called Flashman. And it's really nifty. It works with these little memory cards. It's very sturdy, and you can record in you know, very high quality. So, but I guess it will be very expensive equipment. Anyway, I'm investigating the matter. Then I have this small Sony microphone. It's actually the smallest one that they're selling. The sound is not really that good, and you can hear a lot of popping. You know, when I say P or B, you can. You can hear it, because it's so small. But the trick is, I you know, edit the show in Adobe Audition, and I add just a little bit of echo, a little bit of reverb to the sound, and that's what, you know, kind of improves the original sound, and that's why it sounds very clear even when I'm in the streets. And so I use Adobe Audition to compile the show and, you know, edit it a little bit. So it's really a very simple setup. And it's just a combination of the effects and the editing that is, you know, making the final product. But you know, it's very low budget stuff. You know, and before I start podcasting, a very important thing I always do is I make a little list of the things I want to talk about. And except when I'm doing a soundseeing tour, then I just walk in the street and just record everything I can see. And I'll just edit it a little bit to cut out the boring parts. So that's a little bit about the way I do these podcasts and about the equipment I use. And if you have any additional questions, feel free to mail me on catholicinsider@gmail.com. So to end this show, let's go to the answers to this day's Catholic trivia. Question number one was, how many Gospels are there in the Bible? The correct answer was C. There are four Gospels. The one of St. Matthew, the one of St. Luke, St. John, and the one of St. Mark. Question number two was, which country has the most Catholics? And the correct answer was C. Brazil, which counts 134,818,000 Catholics. Question number three, what is the origin of the word cemetery? The correct answer was A. It is originally a Greek word, koimaterion, which means sleeping place. Then question number four, before Pope John Paul II, who was the previous non-Italian pope? The correct answer was C. It was Adrian IV, and he was from the Netherlands. And that's all for today's podcast. You can always send me your email, your reactions, your audio comments to catholicinsider@gmail.com, and keep them coming, those emails, because it's really stimulating to see what you think about the show, what you'd like to see in the future. Keep it coming. And for now, have a great day, and God bless. Bye-bye.